Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And our recipe today is a fun recipe. And what I love so much about this recipe, we're taking two different types of gourds and we're making something really fun and really special. And I'm talking about baked butternut squash with chayote. And what's so good about this is we take that nice fall flavor we get from our butternut squash, but the real champion of this dish is the chayote, because we are really highlighting the chayote, not only as the dish, but that flavor that's so unique that we get from a chayote really pairs well with butternut squash. And I've done this before many times with soups and different kinds of flavors. But what I like so much about this dish is we blend two different types of season. We blend the spring with the fall. Let's get started. Now remember, if you're doing this for a small family, you don't have to follow this recipe. You could cut it completely in half, and I highly recommend you do that, because you don't want to waste any food. If you want to take some to your neighbors though, why not? We need 1/2 pound of butternut squash, 1/2 pound of chayote, 2 tablespoons of clarified butter. Clarified butter, all that means is butter, drawn butter, butter that's cooked over a double boiler just to take all of the, to break it down into a nice oil, but it also is to skim off the fat. Then we're gonna need 2 tablespoons of salt and pepper, 1/4 of cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon of cardamom ground, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 ounces of whole butter melted. Let's get started. Now, what I like to do is get my chayote and saute that with my butternut squash before putting it all into our pan. And I only saute it just because I want to get a little bit of caramelization off of that we typically couldn't get. And what I love to do with that is get the squash and actually mix in all these ingredients and put it in a pan before we just put it in the oven. Now, by doing this, we're going to enhance the flavor. We're going to put it in at 350 degrees. Now, this could change depending on your oven, depending on how cold or hot it is in the day, but this is highly recommended. And we're going to let it cook for about 45 minutes. Now, 350 degrees is enough to cook our food, and it's also enough to make sure we don't burn the top. If we bring this up to 400, 450, we got a chance of burning the top of it. And I do like my food to have caramelization on it, so I highly recommend to about 35 to 45 minutes. And just in that range, make sure you're checking it just to make sure they're nice and tender. Once they're tender, guess what? They're good to go. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and watch my show at www.foodietv.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.